Now, those who came a little late, we opened up a deal with this anointing, so that if there's anything distracting us, we just keep saying, no, we're not having that, because we're focusing on what God's doing today. This afternoon, I had to just completely and utterly change what I was doing. So this is the fresh one. Some of you will have been at the Moore conference at what was C3 Whitehorse is now Stairway Church or Stairway Church Whitehorse. It was a very good time. Bill Johnson was there. Leif Hetland, don't call him Leif, he doesn't like it. There were people hungry for God. There was an atmosphere of faith. The presence of God was there. The anointing of God was there. There was some great stuff happening. Let me just share a few bits of testimony about what happened for Joe and myself. On one evening, we ended up praying for someone in leadership in a church who had seemingly been through a cycle of being oppressed by similar demonic attacks, something that's quite crippling, and had been led to the truth about the authority that she had for the all and the every, bringing her freedom and some tools to walk in that. And also in the middle of it all, some specific revelation concerning direction in her life that she had asked for. From God, and that was in one of the breaks, wasn't it? Lunchtime yesterday, we were able to pray for a lady who had DID, multiple personality disorder, over 100 personalities, and she was integrated and healed and freed. Now, we believe that it is not confirmed, simply in the sense that we haven't had a report today about her remaining in that place, and it's anyone who knows anything about this is a journey. Having got to that place, it's a journey of establishing a identity and walking in freedom too. But she's got tools to walk in that, and she's looking forward to discovering who she is. On the first night, a leader from Dalesford. Is Dalesford a farming community? Okay, that explains it. A leader from Dalesford had had a long-term problem with his knee and cartilage in the knee. He didn't know whether he needed a recreative miracle or he needed healing. He didn't know that. So we prayed for him and he was healed. Well, he said, well, we'll see. And then the next day I saw him and he goes, it's still fine, but we'll see. So that's why I asked about Dalesford. So he's monitoring it. Saturday morning, a pastor from one of the churches had been unable to come because he'd had such a kind of rotten head cold bug that he missed the first session. He came the second session, prayed for him, saw him in the afternoon. I said, how's that cold now? He said, what cold? He said, I don't appear to have any symptoms at all. Just towards the end, prayed for a couple who are on the staff, one in the staff, one in leadership at Stairway. And there was a powerful outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The sense for the one of them being stretched and stretched and stretched. But as they were in that place, they were just crying out yes to God, and there was a new measure of surrender, and there was a new measure of preparation for the next season. Others were prayed for, you know, some caused an outbreak of joy, some just a sense of God's love. Now that's good stuff, isn't it? That's good stuff over the weekend. That is the power of God being released. And we were just going to the conference. We're just attending the conference. What's going on? We've been called here to faith and inviting God's presence. We're hearing testimony that builds faith. We've got Bill Johnson and Leif Hetland operating out of a powerful anointing personally. Who they are and what they bring is being honored. And so we're able to receive it. There's an atmosphere of faith in the place. In that atmosphere, there is a releasing of corporate faith and corporate anointing. In that atmosphere, there is an increase in the effectiveness of personal anointing. And we were able to enter into that. And we gave away what we've been given in that atmosphere. And we weren't even being paid to do it. Or asked to do it. Now, I want that for all of us. I want that for all of us. For all of us to see that released in this church, and not just this church, so that it can be taken out. And I see no reason why we shouldn't have it. Do you see any reason why we shouldn't have it? And I believe God wants to give it to us. This is a stairway moment, don't you think? It's a stairway. I think it's probably the link to stairway. If it was C3, I'd just have had 3 points, but now I'm building. So what are the ingredients in this faith mix? Well, there's a culture of honor, which you're all familiar with. He who receives you receives me, Jesus said of the disciples, and he who receives me receives the one who sent me. Anyone who receives a prophet because he's a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. Anyone who receives a righteous man because he's a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. We receive God when we receive Jesus. We receive Jesus when we receive one of his disciples. We receive a blessing when we receive and recognize the bringer of the blessing. Bill Johnson says, recognizing the favor of God on another believer plays a huge role in preparing us for the increase of favor in our own lives. If I see the favor of God on someone, I am responsible to give honor where it's due. And whoever honors the one that God honors is positioned for an increase of favor from God. Specifically, when we honor those who possess a deeper revelation of God and a deeper intimacy with him, we position ourselves to receive the same revelation, to be guided deeper into relationship with God ourselves as we walk in the footsteps of those who are ahead of us. If we're going to develop a heart to know God, we must learn to perceive the lives of his closest friends as examples of what God made available to us, and follow their lead directly to him. He talked about the fact that this is something that really spoke initially, I recall, to... I can see him, but I can't remember his name. Anyway, some wonderful guy who was used greatly over many decades, but also the quote that he made, David Wagner, who was here, the prophetic guy, it had spoken to him as well. And it was about where this guy felt completely out of his depth, and then God said to him, what is the difference between the word, my word from my mouth, and my word from your mouth? And the answer to the question was, there is no difference. You see God in someone? Listen to them. Receive from them. Be humble, be open. Look for those sort of people who you see God in, and don't get put off by the packaging. Honor them. It really isn't worth missing out on the reward because we're snotty about stuff. Now, we're trying to establish that culture. And that can be led, and it can be modeled, but it still has to be embraced. And that's part of the journey. There's the culture of honor. And then there's presence. Welcoming, hungry for more of the presence of God. Being good hosts of his presence so that he feels at home. So that he wants to be here. We don't want our Heavenly Father going, oh, it's a Sunday service, I suppose I better go. They'll be waiting for me. We want him to want to be here, to delight to be here. Worship, a surrendered life, living in purity of thought and word and deed. And corporately taking the time to make it a priority to welcome the presence of God. That is, as you know, Teresa's heart and the heart of so many who lead worship here. And that is a wonderful, wonderful thing. We're seeking the giver beyond the gift. We're welcoming, loving, honouring the Father who loves us. We're praising our Lord and Saviour. We're welcoming the Holy Spirit among us. You know about the present stuff, and we continue to push in for that environment. And the third part of the picture of faith, which I want to focus slightly more on, if anyone's in a bad place, you might have heard that word and think it was applied to you. Well, it isn't. It's more on. I want to think about that place and that culture, that atmosphere, that environment of faith. Because it's threefold, and most of us are on a journey in this. It's faith in God. We've been fighting for that one. Faith in the love of God, that he really does love us, even when bad stuff happens. Even when we don't understand what's going on, he loves us because he loves us, 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 because he does. I could have carried on forever, but it was getting tedious. So faith in the goodness of God, that he's good and he's always good and he's always good to us and he likes us, whatever's going on. And even now, some of you might need to exercise the deal with it anointing right now. Because this is about God, it's not about you. And as you focus on God, you'll find some real good stuff happens. Faith in the power of God, that nothing is impossible for God. And a lot of the time while we don't access the power of God is because we keep dealing in the possible. Because if we deal in the possible, then we don't need a backup plan. But if we deal in the impossible, we're absolutely stuffed if God doesn't show up. Faith that what Jesus paid for, all of it, can be ours. What Jesus paid for, all of it can be ours. So there's the atmosphere of faith in what God can do. It's establishing that atmosphere. It's increasing that atmosphere. Expectations have been raised through truth, through teaching, through testimony. And we need to continue to establish that as part of our culture. That's one of the reasons why testimony is so important. And I'm going to keep on saying this. When good stuff happens, when we share it, our faith is increased. It is established in us, and the faith of others rises. Once you have a testimony, it's not yours anymore. And part of the trouble is we get all precious about our testimonies. Oh, I'm not ready. Maybe in another 3 years when I've forgotten about it completely and it's lost its power, then I'll give it in a book. Testimony is really important. And sometimes we can think that it's about us. It's about the goodness of God. And he will bless us when we give away our testimony. It's fuel for faith. It's part of thankfulness. It's part of remembering. It's like the one leper who remembered to go back to Jesus and say thank you. The second aspect is that of faith in God at work through people. Even when we've got to the point of having faith in God, sometimes we struggle to have faith about God at work through people. Believing what Jesus said, that we would do greater things. That the Spirit's anointing on people will result in an overflow of the miraculous. That what we saw in Acts, we can see today. And see that become established as a culture. Faith that God can work through others is part of a culture of honor. It positions us to receive what God has to give. Now, on Saturday, over 1,000 people lined up to receive a touch from God at Stairway. I'm getting there with that one. As Bill and Leif spoke a few words, touched, in Leif's case, kissed a few as well. And God was powerfully at work. He was powerfully at work. For some, they may have had a little bit too much emphasis on the messenger and not enough on the sender. But God is gracious, and it's not for us to judge. And God uses those he's anointed to draw people to a greater measure of faith in him. But here's a question. What might they have received from the person next to them? Who they could have got 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes from rather than 10 seconds. What might they have received? What might they have accessed if they'd had a similar level of faith of God at work in them? It's a question worth asking, isn't it? Now, I don't want to take away at all in any way from Bill or in any way from Leif. They are godly men with a powerful anointing. They have contended for this stuff for years. What I do want to do is open our eyes to the possibilities and make sure that we aren't placing limitations on ourselves that God hasn't placed. The third step is faith in God at work through me. And this is where it gets ugly. It's a culture where we are believing the same stuff for others that we do. The same stuff for ourselves that we do for others. Some of us have to believe the same stuff for others that we do for ourselves. That's a different issue. We'll deal with that another time. But mostly it's believing the same stuff for ourselves that we do for others. Not just on a good day with the wind behind our backs going downhill. Not just on that sort of a day, but as an established way of thinking, as an established way of behaving. I know that you all know, you're very familiar with the story of Jesus and Peter, where Peter is walking on the water. And, you know what happens. Starts well, ends well, and then in the little bit in the middle isn't so good. And Jesus says to him, "Oh, you are of little faith." So where did Peter struggle to have faith? Often the teaching here is that he took his eyes off Jesus. That's the teaching. He focused on the wind. He focused on the waves. And his faith in Jesus was then overcome by his focus on the circumstances. That's often the teaching that we hear. And there is a truth in that. But it's more than that. Because actually, Peter didn't have a problem with Jesus. He didn't have a problem with Jesus' power. He didn't have a problem with Jesus' authority because Jesus was still walking on the water. So that was all still going well. He didn't have any delusions about his power and authority because he was never able to walk on water before. He lacked faith in the power and the authority of Jesus in him. Jesus, who had invited him to come, and now here he was, walking in the power and authority and anointing that Jesus had given him. And the circumstances overcame his faith in that. His faith in the power and the authority of Jesus in him. And that is where we struggle so much of the time. And that is where the enemy attacks us so much of the time. He confronts us with our ordinariness, which is our greatest strength. It's actually a dumb ploy, but we keep falling for it. He goes, "You're so little." I go, "I know! Isn't it fantastic? You can't do anything, that's right. But look at me go." So that's our struggle. And that's where we need to keep learning. Keep learning, keep learning about the power and the authority that's ours in Jesus. It changes the atmosphere. It helps bring heaven to earth. Otherwise, what we end up with is a system like this. Well, we've got those conferences. We've got Bill. We've got Leif. Fantastic. They've got a powerful anointing. But because we haven't got them, then our church will not move in such a powerful anointing. However, we have got Jeff and Joe. They've got a reasonable anointing. And they'd better pray for us, because otherwise we'll have to go in our anointing, which is really shoddy, and that's going nowhere. Or we'll have to go to the highest level, which is a 5-year-old girl to heal her back. Pardon? Nine. Oh, it was the 9-year-old. Beg your pardon. I was bigging that up a bit there, wasn't I? Yeah. So, what we are doing is we are seeking to debunk all of that rubbish and go with the truth that we are called to, equipped to do greater things than Jesus did. We have been given the authority. We have been given the power of the Holy Spirit through us. Now, how we steward that is very, very important. And part of that is cultivating an environment of faith in those three things. Faith in God, faith in God in others, faith in God in us. As Bill Johnson would say, well, I thought that was rather good. What did you think, Bill? Yes, I thought it was very good too. Now, over the weekend, in an environment of faith, faith in God, God in others, God in self, look what was released. And that was just round our chairs. That was just in our corner of the room. And that was us just seeking to respond to what the Spirit was doing. There's a whole bunch of other people who were really blessed, but weren't thinking that they had anything to give. And so there's a whole lot of other stuff that could have been released as well. And there were others who didn't have the promptings of the Holy Spirit, and there was some who needed just to receive. Do you remember when Ken Fish came here? That divine accelerant, that guy who's built for breakthrough. Yeah? Do you remember how faith levels rose? Ooh, Ken Fish is here. Ken Fish is here. Ken Fish is here. Breakthrough, divine accelerant. Is that faith in God or is that faith in a man? Do you not know the answer to the question? Still thinking about it. It's more complicated, the answer is, actually. Now, Ken is gone. But breakthrough hasn't. He came to bring breakthrough, and he brought it. And he left it. And he's taking other breakthrough to other places. And he accelerated us, but we don't have to slow down. So I'm going to encourage you to ask for an increase in faith. Ask for an upgrade in faith. Ask for an upgrade in faith in God. Perhaps you're doing really well in that. Ask for an upgrade of faith in God in those around you. So that if, I'm not going to pick on anyone, but if the person sitting next to you prays for you, you have a sense of anticipation as great as if it was Bill Johnson. Because is the Holy Spirit any less? Is the Word of God any less? We mustn't place limiters. Have faith in the power of God in you as you look out and reach out and pray for others. Is God limited by you? Again, is it too hard? You're going, yes, he's limited in some ways. If I behave sinfully or if I, yeah. But he's not limited by your ordinariness. Because you're a child of the King and you're filled with the Spirit. And one of the big lies and one of the big deceits that we live with the enemy is even when we come into the presence of God, we often come as hungry people when we are full. And so we're just going, feed me, feed me. Now what we've discovered is there's a release of power when we minister. Down, through. Down, through. Down, through. And if that isn't released, what's the point of it? We'll blow up, won't we? So we need to move from hungry mentality, apart from the fact that we're hungry for more of God always because we love him and we desire him and we desire his presence, into riches to give away. Is the atmosphere changing in this room? It's like, what does he want us to say? This is too difficult. Yes, the atmosphere is changing. It's like, what's the right answer? I was kind of asking if people sensed that it was changing, really. Anyone sense a change in the atmosphere? Do you sense that faith is rising? So what do we do with this faith? Give it away. Who are you going to give it away to? Anybody who wants it. Yeah. So I think we should start doing that. Is that all right with you, Teresa? Fantastic. So I'd just like to start the ball rolling. And I'd like to go for some more of your thyroid being healed. Because it's starting to happen, isn't it? So who's got faith for that? Who's got faith to be released in bringing healing? So come on over and pray for Linda. She had a sense that something was happening this morning, didn't you? Yes.
This morning, Gareth shared about his own throat. And two things actually occurred to me. I also listened to Bill over the weekend, and this thing where he said we need to recognize and honor exactly what Jeff's talking about in one another. And I felt I wanted to ask Pauline and David to pray for me because I recognized that in them. But during the worship, they were busy and there was worship. So I said, well, I'm going to just pray for my own thyroid to start. And that's when I felt a significant reduction in the pressure in my neck at that point. But I felt it wasn't finished. So later I went over to them and I said, hey guys, will you just pray for me? And we carried on. And I think it's not finished.
Okay, so we're going to pray. So does this need to be me because I've got the anointing? No, okay, good. Then we'll